Welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. ER is over for the summer, but we're not. Every week or so, we'll be having some new podcasts about general ER stuff. This week's ER podcast will be about favorite past main characters. Once again, I would like to invite everyone to email us with questions or ideas for the podcast at erpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, feel free to ask general ER questions, or if you have any ER moments you'd like to share, we'd be glad to listen to them. Now, on to our podcast. The first character I would like to talk about is Romano. October 30th, 1997 was a very important day in ER history. That was the day that Robert the Rocket Romano graced our screens for the very first time. It took two seasons for Paul McCrane to become a series regular. He was one of my favorite characters of all time. Is, rather. He was one of the characters that you love to hate. He did have a heart, and of course his heart belonged to Lizzie, and I really wanted to see the two of them get together, but I knew it'd never happen. I can hear you guys groaning that he was never sweet. But do you remember when Elizabeth was about 7 or 8 months pregnant, she was having a hard time keeping up, and Robert sent her a pizza and Ben and Jerry's ice cream? It was so sweet. Come on. I remember tearing up. Paul McCrane describes Robert as gleefully malicious. Perfect. I know some describe him as an ass, and I know people who love him because of that. Yes, he was an ass, but you cannot deny that he wasn't a good doctor. No. Good isn't strong enough. Robert was a terrific surgeon. What he lacked in bedside manner, he made up for in the OR. On September 26, 2002, Robert's character changed emotionally and physically forever. While fighting with Luca and Susan on the rooftop of County, he winds up too close to a helicopter and his arm gets chopped off. That was so shocking, but yet amazing. Through the next months, we watched Robert struggle to be a doctor and still be himself. Even with his new arm, he couldn't be a surgeon, which was his life. Remember when his arm went haywire on Sam's butt? That was great. Eventually, in sad irony, another helicopter would kill him. I was devastated when he died, and yes, in my opinion, ER did lose a little something. How sad was his memorial? I will always miss him.
Okay. Jeannie, that's my next character, Jeannie Blair. Jeannie, to me, was a great character, yet a little underused. I mean, she had some great storylines and stuff, but she was a little underused, opposed to, like, Carter and Hathaway and everything. Her biggest storyline, in my eyes, was her HIV storyline. I thought that it was fantastic for ER to have a doctor with her status. Right now, the only thing that I can really remember about Jeannie, besides her smile, which was gorgeous, and her love for Scott Anspaugh, was her exit. She pulled her nameplate off of her locker and just walked away. At that time, ERs usually left with a big bang or, you know, some controversy or something. So I found it kind of weird. Jeannie had a heart of gold almost all the time, and I think that's what I really loved about her. And I know tons of people loved her and still mention her to this day. Okay, Dave Malucci. How awesome of a character can you get? I know tons of people who absolutely hate him. I know some people who absolutely love him. And for me, I absolutely love Dave Malucci. He was an ass. He was sexist. He was hot. You know, he was Robert somewhat, but Dave was more sexual. He was awesome. And, you know, he was an okay doctor. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't Morris, but he wasn't Dr. Green either. He had some bedside manner, but, you know, he had some outside manner. And, you know, off the top of my head, I can't really remember any storylines involving him and that doesn't bode well for him. But I do love him terribly, and I do have a fan fiction, a long running fan fiction with him and Randy. But his exit from ER was great. And to me, besides Robert's exit, which was sad, Dave's exit was the best. He had sex in the ambulance bay with a paramedic, and he was caught by Weaver. And, of course, that's a huge-ass no-no. And they got into a fight in the ER, and she was told him he was fired. And for the first time in Dave's history, he revealed he couldn't be fired because he had to support a son. And that was shocking but great. And then he called Carrie a Nazi dyke. How many times did I repeat that line after that episode? I was sad to see Dave go, but Nazi dyke, that was awesome. And now that I'm talking about Dave, I remember how he was kind of being made fun of for being in Grenada and, you know, not doing very well on his testing. And now that I think about it, he was always kind of an outcast between him and the male doctors. And from what I can remember, he tried to get in the girl's pants. And that's what I loved about Dave. And I still love about Dave. And I can't wait to see him on the DVDs. Okay, now Jing Mei. Jing Mei has always had a spot in my heart. From, do you remember when she was young, long ass hair, what, medicine or whatever? And she, what did she eat? Lace brownies, lace cupcakes. And she was walking through the ER all stone. That was awesome. And I was sad to see her go that time, but it was awesome to see her come back. And the whole storyline with Michael, that utterly touched my heart. It was a shock to see her pregnant, because I wasn't really expecting that. But, you know, I don't know, Dave making fun of her, like, who's the daddy? Who turned out to be Frank. Not the desk clerk Frank, but one of the black guys from upstairs. I don't remember what he was, doctor or nurse, I don't remember. But she had Michael, and she gave him up for adoption. And I can remember just sobbing uncontrollably. And I can remember when she would get, like, little updates and pictures and how proud she was of Michael. And I was so proud of Jing Mei. I knew she was devastated to do it, but I knew that it was right for her to do it. And I gained so much respect for her, and that was just an awesome storyline, and I can't wait to revisit it on the DVDs. So I wanted her and Pratt to get more involved. I wasn't kind of satisfied with how it turned out, but Pratt will always have a soft spot in his heart for her, I think. And how about that whole thing with her parents? Her mother dying and her father getting hurt and Alzheimer's just completely taking over him. And that scene with her and Pratt sitting in their room with her father, wondering if they can do it, if they can kill her father, because, you know, they're doctors, so they have a certain obligation, but he's her father, and she wants him out of pain. And I can understand. I just saw Jing Mei on TV, very weird, but I don't know. I felt bad that she even had to make that decision. I was kind of sad how she left this time. I mean, she just kind of faded out. And nothing really much was said. I mean, a couple here and there about Jing Mei and Deb, as Carter called her. And I don't know, it was weird. I don't like it. But I still love Jing Mei, and I probably always will. Now, Dr. Mark Green. I have to include him on my favorite characters list, because Mark Green was a fantastic character. He was the very few characters that
we could say that he did good things and rarely, rarely bad things. I have always been a fan of him, and I've always thought he was incredibly cute, and he is, that little smile, a twinkle in his eyes. I loved his relationship with Rachel in the beginning, how he would just be devoted to her, even though he would have to bring her back to Jennifer's, which I could relate to, and, I don't know, he was awesome. He was a fantastic doctor, and I liked seeing this little flingy type thing he had going on with Susan. And anybody remember the motorcycle? Come on. The motorcycle was great. And I loved that thing he had with Chuni. That was awesome and adorable. And then remember when he got hurt, when he got jumped in the bathroom. And that kind of changed him for a little bit. But, you know, it would change anyone. And we saw some darker side of Mark, but you know what? It was warranted, and I love him. But I gotta say, when Elizabeth came onto the scene, he changed back into Mark Green, our lovable Mark Green, and I love their relationship together. And I loved when she was pregnant, seeing how excited he was and how he wanted to name the baby Amanda and all that stuff. And he was so excited to become a father again. And then Rachel comes back into the scene and she tests his nerves, but, you know, he did the best he could. And then the sickness came. And I can just remember him standing in the hallway with Susan, and he sticks his tongue out and it goes to the side. And Susan, you can just tell on Susan's face that she's just, holy crap. She's thinking he's sick, and she probably knows it just from that little test. And right there, just watching him get brain surgery and get sick and not be able to take care of Ella, and I'm tearing up just thinking about the letter. That last episode with him just there with Ella and Rachel and Elizabeth. See, I am tearing up. You know, Somewhere Over the Rainbow is playing over, and, you know, he falls out of bed. He says shit, which I think was the first time that has been said on ER. But they handled his exit really gracefully, and you can still see how he's missed right now. You can see how much of an impact Dr. Green made on the ER. Okay, I could mention Michael Gallant, but I think I mentioned him a lot last week. He is still one of my favorite male characters, and his exit was terrifying and heartbreaking. But I think I'm going to end it right about there, because I know I could mention Ross and Hathaway, but I hated them. And there was a very few occasions where I liked them. So, and this is a podcast about favorite former main characters, so I don't think I should include them. I'm sorry. And thank you for listening. Next week's podcast is going to be favorite recurring characters, like the nurses and Randy, Chuck, Frank, paramedics, and everyone like that. So if you have a favorite memory of, you know, Chuni or Halle or, you know, any recurring character, just email it to erpodcast@yahoo.com, and I'll include it in next week's podcast. And remember, any questions you have, please send them along. Until next time.